and just like we haven't been around each other for an hour and a half yet.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Like we didn't just eat supper together.
No, we didn't. We didn't just have a really heartfelt conversation.
Yeah.
Nope. Well.
Hey, before we begin, I should keep moving my microphone to get it right exactly where I want it. Can I get a little formal with you and everybody listening right now?
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Just a little, can I get down to some...
Are you getting classy? Is that what that means?
No. Really, all I want to say is, well, before that, I just want to tell our audience, like, bear with us.
Oh.
I literally have never edited anything until I edited our first podcast. It's getting better. Daily, I'm making strides in editing better. I'm learning how to make our setup better and everything. I'm really trying to make it
the best you can, learning as you go. This
exactly.
Is a learning curve.
Right. One way we can do that is with your guys' help is to, if you like it, rate us, review us, download us, like anything you can. Word of mouth, tell your friends, you know, if they're into it or whatever too. We wanted to make it the best podcast for not only us, but for you guys too. And you guys play a pretty big role in that. We want your feedback. We want to know what you guys like about it, what you guys don't like about it. Go on iTunes and rate us and review us. Download us on Spotify.
Yeah.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends about me.
Yeah.
Us.
You. Specifically
I'm
so Katie.
Sorry. I have no idea why
fine.
I said that about
no.
us. But I meant me as us for some reason. I don't know. You're doing a good job.
I appreciate
way
it.
Way better than I would be.
I really do appreciate that. I got one more burp in me and then we can get this
All
in.
All right, let's get the show started.
All right. All right, okay. So this week. What?
If it's not one, it's the other. Anyway,
nice
sorry.
Woman. Oh, she's crying.
Mm-hmm. She got told now.
Oh, did she?
Most likely.
Poor thing.
Sure, yep, we've gotten to that stage.
She's really getting it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to continue.
I'm sorry for my one-year-old
no.
who has gotten to the stage of tantrums.
You know how you said you wanted to change our intro from the clown laugh to like a scream?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a video or any kind of like clip of Audrey like excited yelling?
I don't know. Maybe, probably. I don't know.
I bet you if you could send me like a little clip of her like screaming or something. I could use that as the scream. I could like make it longer and slow it down. So.
Oh, I don't know about all that. That's,
why?
I don't know, I feel like manifestation.
Your daughter is in the intro to your podcast.
Yeah, I know.
How cool would that
the
be?
A spooky podcast. Yeah, that is cool. Or we could just take you screaming.
Me?
Yeah, grown
saying
man
I scream like a little girl?
No, a grown man screaming. And I just drank water.
Okay.
That's the gremlin.
Oh,
joke.
That's not after midnight, right?
I thought that was, you know, I don't know. I thought it was any time. May not be any time. I mean, okay, let's get to it.
Okay, this week I'm going to tell you about the Bell Witch.
Oh my God.
Have you ever heard of the Bell Witch?
Have I ever heard of it?
Have
it's
you?
Like, yes.
Oh, have you really?
Blake Andrew, that is like one of the most popular ghost stories ever.
Well, fuck me.
You didn't know that.
I don't know it.
Oh,
damn
my
it.
God.
No, I'm worried I'm not going to do it justice.
It's great. No, you're good.
Well, hey.
There's
you,
so many stories about it out there.
Well, since you know it so well, feel free to jump in when
I
tell it wrong.
I remember anything. You know what? To be honest with you, though, like, I remember it's just bits and pieces.
Yeah.
So I'll just go for it.
All right. So in the early 1800s, a man named John Bell moved his family from North Carolina to Red River in Robertson County, Tennessee. The area is now known as Adams, Tennessee. There he purchased land. Oh, gosh. My notes just jumped a whole page.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
They don't do that if you write them yourself on a piece of paper.
Yeah, but.
I'm just joking.
Okay. All right. Three bullets in. I lost my spot.
Oh, no.
He purchased land and a large house for his family. And he, over the years, he continued to acquire land. Over some time, he amassed 328 acres in total. That dude has a lot of land.
How much land?
328 acres.
Damn! Yes, he does have a lot of land.
Did that not click? Or no. Did you just want to...
No, I was like, I was trying to think. I'm like, what? Okay, no, anyway. Anyway.
What is going on?
I'm so sorry. Fine. Go ahead.
What are you doing?
I don't know. It just fell.
Bring it closer to you.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe I'll whisper for the rest of the time.
Don't you fucking dare. I hate whispering.
All right. Yeah, I don't like
it. Makes me want to smack you so hard.
Anyhow. All right.
Anyway.
Shit. Okay. He purchased the land and house for his family, amassed 328 acres over the years. Okay, so after they moved to Tennessee, him and his wife had three children. Elizabeth was born in 1806, Richard in 1811, and Joel was born in 1813. And in 1817, while tending his fields, John was shocked by an animal.
He was shot by an animal.
Shocked.
Oh, shocked. Okay, shocked. I'm like, how the fuck?
He was just out in his fields. It was a cornfield, I believe. That might be wrong. Probably should have wrote it down. I wasn't going to get in the details.
It's okay.
Until you asked me questions.
He's in the country.
Why are you asking all the questions?
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Yeah, he was just out in his field. While he was out there, he sees an animal and it spooked him. Are you doing all right over there? Did you sniff the microphone?
I'm just seeing if like me breathing is coming up on it. I don't want it to. I feel like it's too close and I'm like...
Darth Vader?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right. No, he was in his field and he was shocked by an animal that looked like it had a head of a rabbit and a body of a dog. Freaky.
Ew.
Rabbit.
Ew, that's disgusting. Yeah. I don't want to see that.
Anyway, he was spooked by it, so he startled and shot a couple of times at it. The animal vanished, and now seemingly the animal just took off. This is an animal vanished. It didn't really clarify. It was just like shot it and just poof. I'm assuming he shot at it and it took off.
Yeah.
And he thought, well, crazy looking animal, but it's gone now, you know?
Yeah.
Until that evening.
I would do that easy, but go ahead.
And that was that, he thought, until that evening after the Bells had family dinner. And that's when they started hearing some beating sounds on the outside of their cabin. These sounds continued nightly, growing in sound and force with every night that passed. And John and his sons would rush outside to confront with whatever was out there making the noise, but they would never see anything. Nothing was out there. Nothing was going on. A few weeks after the noises started outside on the cabin, the children in the house started waking up in the middle of the night, frightened by the sound of something gnawing at their beds.
Oh, no.
Something chewing on their bedposts.
A midnight snack.
Yeah. And things progressed from there where the kids started getting their covers pulled off of them in the middle of the night and their pillows thrown off onto the ground by they weren't just fell off the ground. These pillows were thrown on the ground, covers were ripped off by an invisible entity, an invisible force. Mm-hmm. Continuing over time to progress, the family started hearing the sounds of someone whispering. The whispers started off really faint, but it was understood that it was a female, an older woman's voice. And they could kind of make out that she was singing an old hymns, old song.
Oh, no.
And then, unfortunately, the youngest daughter started experiencing vicious attacks. She was being slapped repeatedly. Her hair was getting pulled, and it was leaving welts and handprints, like
full handprints
all over her body, including her face.
Oh Oh my god.
Yeah, and before, up to this point, before Betsy started getting attacked, the father told the family, just keep it a secret. Don't tell anybody this is going on. I don't know what his thought process was on that. Maybe they were like a little ashamed. Something was going on or whatever. Yeah, really long time ago. Yeah, it was the 1800s. And maybe they just didn't, they didn't want anybody to know this stuff was going on. They could be outcasted. They could be thought to be witches.
Right.
After Betsy started getting attacked with getting her hair pulled and slapped around and all that stuff, the father told his friend, John, from here on out, I will call Johnston. The father's name is John. Friend's name is John. I'll call the friend Johnston. Johnston and his wife stay.
Go ahead.
What happened?
Go ahead.
Johnston and his wife ended up staying the night at the Bell home. The article, the place I read, didn't really go into it. One would assume one family confided in another. This family was like, all right, well, let's go see what's going on. Let's figure this out. Mm-hmm. Well, they experienced all the same things. Same things were going on to them. Pillows were being ripped off. Covers were being ripped off. Pillows were getting thrown on the ground. Johnston was getting slapped. He was getting attacked physically.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And after hours of this, Johnston ripped his covers off the bed, jumped up, and exclaimed, "In the name of the Lord, who are you and what do you want?" And after this, the rest of the night was pretty much peaceful. No other really instances going on. Some noises here and there, but nothing. Unfortunately, that wasn't enough to keep this entity away. Over time, the voice grew louder. It was still singing hymns, and then it started to quote scripture. At this point, it was even able to carry on a conversation with whoever would talk back to it.
My gosh.
It was stated that the entity once quoted word for word two different sermons preached at the same time on the same day, 13 miles apart. Ooh. Make of that what you will. I don't know if she was saying, this entity was saying both sermons at the same time, or if they're just saying they knew during church this pastor was doing this sermon, and 13 miles away this pastor was doing this sermon, and she was able to recite both of them perfectly. How they knew that is beyond me. But anyway, this is fucking creepy.
Yeah, that is really creepy.
Okay, so now the word's out. Everybody knows. The Johnston spilled the beans. Everybody knows what's going on over there. People are
Johnston spilled the beans.
Johnston spilled the beans. Everyone's kind of, the town knows what's going on. People in the area know what are going on. And word of this haunting is traveling fast and pretty far. And it ended up catching the eye of Andrew Jackson.
The Andrew Jackson. Yes.
Mr. General President. Right? He was president one time. Oh, cut that out.
That's my first thought when you said that, and I'm like, oh, I think he's the president. And
I think he was eventually. Mr. Well, he was at this time he was a general in the army. He hadn't become president yet. If he was president, and actually him, the father and his sons fought alongside Andrew Jackson in the army. So Andrew Jackson, being the man he was like, oh, there's something going down over here. Well, let's go check it out. So in 1819, Andrew Jackson decided to visit the Bell's house. And he was accompanied by several men. They traveled by horse, and at the time, horse and buggy. You know, they had a wagon, probably food, supplies, all that junk. As they approached the property, the horses stopped. The horses would not go any further. For quite some time, trying to hoax the horses to keep moving. I don't know how they were doing it, other than, you know, like kicking them in the sides or whatever. Not kicking them in the sides, but, you know, trying to get them to walk, trying to get them to move. The horses wouldn't go. Andrew Jackson, getting fed up with it, he said, by the Eternal Boys. This must be the Bell Witch. At the very instant he finished saying that quote, everyone heard a female voice tell them they could enter and she would see them later that evening.
Ew. See you later, boys.
Okay, so after the voice said they'll see him later, mm-hmm. the horses moved. Carried on all the way up to the Bell residence. There, Andrew Jackson and the father, they started talking. They were there for several hours. And the others were just, they were all just waiting for something to present itself, for a noise, for a figure, for anything. Mm-hmm. Anything that they've heard about, they're waiting for something to happen. Which, I don't know what they thought the female voice was before. But, anyway.
They're just like, oh.
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
Andrew Jackson, yeah, right? And Andrew Jackson brought along a man who claimed to be a witch tamer. And at one point, after waiting for so long, he said, well, I got this gun with silver bullets, and the witch isn't coming out because it's scared of my silver bullet. Well, guess what happened to this dumbass?
She appears.
She fucking immediately, he starts screaming and flailing around, saying he was being stuck by pins and needles, and he was getting beat up, like, So they're in the house at this point, and he's screaming and flailing around, saying he's getting beat up, and then all of a sudden just gets a boot, boom, right through the door.
Oh.
He's out. Kicked him right out of the house.
Kicked you to the curb, yeah. Motherfucker.
If it wasn't obvious, this little jerk made this entity angry, and after kicking the dude out, stated that another man in the group was a fraud and she would torment him the following night. After this, Andrew Jackson's posse was like, yo, let's fucking go. Let's get out of here. And Andrew Jackson was like, nah, let's see who the other fraud is. Like, he wanted to stick around. He wanted to see what guy in his group wasn't telling the truth.
Right.
Unfortunately, after that, no one knows what happened. No one knows what happened that evening. Nobody knows if they set up camp, if they saw something, if mm-hmm. anything else happened that evening. But the next morning, Jackson and his men were spotted en route back to where they came from. They didn't even stick around for the next night to see who was out there. So to me, with Andrew Jackson being like, no, who
Andrew
else?
Andrew Jackson got fucked with.
Ooh. Or maybe he was the fraud.
Oh, maybe
he was the fraud. Well, like, to me, that was like, something happened because he wanted to stick around. He wanted to know who was mm-hmm. who was the fraud on his in his posse. And the next morning they dipped. They were out. He wasn't staying anymore.
That's it.
And then later, there was a quote by Andrew Jackson. And he came out and he said, "I would rather face an entire British army than to spend another night with the Bell Witch."
Oh, he got attacked.
Yeah,
he for sure got attacked.
Some shit went down that night. I wish somebody was out there.
I know. Dang it. Where's the CCTV when you really want it?
In the 1800s?
Yeah.
CCTV's, CCTV's not good anyway.
No, it's not. It needs but you to know what? Better. I would love to see CCTV from the 1700s.
I like the CCTV. Sorry. Anyway, after. Apparently, these people just decided to live with this fucking ghost thing, witch, haunting them.
Part of the family now.
I guess. With all this shit that was going on,
maybe,
I'm not staying in that house for days.
Anywhere.
Well, I mean, like, I get, 1800s, that's their livelihood is that farm. Mm-hmm.
They had like, indoor beatings from a witch.
Oh, fuck that. They've lived with this ghost for years. And their youngest daughter, Betsy, gets engaged. What are you laughing at?
Because this is she's the one that gets the worst of it, isn't
she? Yeah.
She's still out there getting engaged, though.
She gets... I mean, I'm lost for words. I don't know. This family's just living with this fucking...
Maybe, yeah, I don't
just
know.
Just getting beat up day in and day out. Getting haunted, taunted. Just...
Yeah.
Anyway, Betsy grows up. gets engaged to a man named Joshua. My notes say Joshua alone. Obviously, auto corrected his last name. I don't know his last name.
So she doesn't have two husbands. John.
Just one. Just it one. Was the 1800s. You never know. The ghost started taunting them everywhere they went. They tried to go to. It said like they went to the cave. They went to here. They went to there. The ghost was there, taunting them. It did not like the thought of Betsy getting married to this man or getting married at all.
The ghost.
The bell witch.
So maybe she had to be nicer to them throughout the years and grown attached if she didn't want to marry. I'm just joking. I know that's completely not true.
Yeah. So maybe one would think that until we get to the rest of the story.
Oh.
But on Easter Day in 1821, this bell witch eventually seemingly got through to Betsy, and Betsy ended her engagement to Joshua. After this, some of the disturbances decreased, but the spirit kept expressing its hatred towards the father, even vowing to kill him. Okay.
So this is just like this, a living, breathing creature inside the house.
They're having full conversations with this ghost.
I want steak and eggs too.
Yeah. Like, can I get some bacon
can
with
I
that,
get a
please? Yeah.
On my drink.
Can I get a Coca Cola? I don't even think it was there. Sweet tea. Imagine pissing
water?
Off a ghost because it's boiled water.
Yeah, because.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Purify it. I don't know.
Well,
back in the day.
You would think she wouldn't want it purified because she's not pure.
Oh.
I don't know.
You know what?
That doesn't make any sense to me. Can you imagine, what if you made sweet tea and it wasn't sweet enough to her liking? This fucking ghost, this witch, just fucking whips your sweet just whips your sweet tea.
Smacks you. Bam!
Yeah!
It is not the right temperature.
This guy.
Now, this famous
this is like domestic violence from a
out.
Witch.
Yeah.
Anywho.
This is one of our downfalls right here.
Yeah, we always go on selfies. Okay, so, after all that, the entity vowed to kill the father. And the father started experiencing some twitching in his face and started having a hard time swallowing, and it just worsened over time. He eventually became house-ridden, and the entity, of course, attached to that and just continued to torture him and fucked up shit. Like, this poor man who's ill just trying to get up, walk around his damn house, and she would fucking take his shoes off.
What?
Yeah. And then he would start having seizures. This damn entity, he would have a seizure and she just starts slapping him around. This poor man is seizing
oh
out
my
and
God.
she's having fun with him, slapping him.
Oh my lord. That is something.
Yeah. And by this point, you could feel her vibe throughout the whole farm. You could hear...
One step in, you're like, no, fuck this.
Yeah. 328 acres. That's like a small fucking village.
Like, are all of the
is
animals...
It? I don't know how big an acre is. I know that, like, a house on 7 acres is
how
pretty
many,
good.
How many square feet is an acre? We don't know. That's okay.
Please hold
anyway. Do they like the animals die or anything?
1 acre is 43,560 square feet.
That's how much?
43,560 square feet.
Okay.
1 acre equals 43,560 square feet. That's a lot of fucking land.
Yeah, it's a lot of land.
So let me do this.
So did the animals get hurt?
I put 328 acres into this formula, and it said 1.429 E plus 7, so a fucking lot. I don't know how to do math like that, but it's a lot.
You didn't hear me about the animals. You don't give a fuck about the animals.
Not that I know of. I don't know if any animals died. Animals. I don't know if any of the animals died.
Oh.
So let's just say for all you
well, know, I'm just saying, she's an evil bitch, so I could imagine she would try to take their livelihood, which would be the animals, but maybe not.
Well... She liked to fuck with them. She didn't... She liked to torture them. She didn't like to, like... Well, okay, so what I guess what I'm trying to get at is you kill an animal, the family's sad for a little bit, maybe in a pinch for a little bit.
Hey, I'm talking about farm animals.
I hear you. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're in a pinch for a little bit. They're not able to, they don't have a chicken. They can't feed family. They don't have cows. They don't have a horse, whatever. So they might be in a pinch. They might be lose something out, like financially and in trades and low battery. So, but then, like, it's pretty quick. They back and then you probably, I don't know back then, but I'm sure it was a quick turnaround for an animal to go missing, to pass away, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas if she
screwed with them,
just kept slapping old John when he was having a seizure, it was like torment.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Where was I? About to kill John. Seizures, slapping him, taking his shoes off, being a complete ass. Okay. At this point, when all this is going down, she's everywhere. You can feel her all throughout the farm, 328 acres, which is, I already closed out the tab.
It's just like, get 42,000
some odd square feet. I feel like I was like,
we just could not get over the Okay.
Quit doing this to me. Oh, she, once again, you can feel about all over the farm. 328 acres, and not going down that road again. But she could hear.
Okay, but you could feel it throughout the farm.
Yeah, all 328 acres.
I'm stuck in a loop. I'm stuck. Get me the fuck out of here!
Okay. And all over the farm, you could hear cussing and berating the father, who she called Old Jack Bell. Oh, what's his name, Jack?
Oh my god, the whole time.
It is. Fuck me. I said his name was John. You know what?
It's Jack.
I'll go back to that John. Part where I was like, "Dad's name's John. Friend's name's John. I'm gonna call him Johnston. I don't know. Just call him Johnston."
Whatever you want.
Okay, and then, so the John Bell, the father, passed away. I put John here, too.
Well, guess what? It's John.
I suck.
It's John.
I'll get, hey, you know, at the beginning when I said we'll make this podcast as good as we can get it, that also means my research. I will do better. Anyway, the father passed away on December 20th, 1820. After his death, family found a small vial of liquid in a cabinet. Then he was like, oh, yeah, I gave old Jack a big dose of that last night, which fixed him right up. Oh, wait, let me backtrack.
Bitch keeps it.
Oh, my God. Why do I squeak laugh?
I don't know.
I hate it. The bitch what?
Keeps her word.
Yeah, she was true to her word. But, let me back up. Before she said that, John Jr., for some reason, decided, like, he was an asshole too, apparently, decided to give a little bit of this liquid to the cat.
Because he just did, hey, I found a liquid, I'm going to give it to the cat.
Just give it to the cat. What kind of asshole?
He's a kid.
Guess what happened to the cat?
The cat died. The
cat fucking died. Instantly. And then, that's when the bell witch spoke up and was like, yeah, I guess I'm old Jack, fixed him right up. John Jr. then, what he should have done in the first fucking place, threw the vial into the fireplace and it exploded.
Was it arsenic?
We don't know. He threw it in the fire and it kaboomed.
So maybe it was arsenic.
Is arsenic flammable?
Well, in my head it is.
Kate is going on record. It was arsenic.
Arsenic.
Okay. So, at the funeral for the father, family and friends were leaving the funeral, the entity started laughing. Everyone could hear this thing cackling and singing an old song about a bottle of brandy. 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I don't mind her.
Yeah.
She's the whole reason why we're here, but just
don't even start.
She just make it worse. She likes attention.
Jesus. All right, after the father's passing, the entity was almost non-existent. It had seemingly done what it wanted to do. And peace out, motherfuckers. But it returned in April of 1821 and told John's widow that she would return in 7 years. And return she did.
Like, welcome back, goddammit.
Yeah. And in 1828, she made another appearance. Now, focusing on John Jr. But they did things like discuss the origin of life, civilization, Christianity, and the need for a spiritual awakening.
The witch just had these conversations?
Yeah. With the fucking son. Well, I don't know if it was a conversation, but she was, this is what the witch was.
Like, I'm your dad
talking
now.
Talking about. Like, what? Bitch, you killed my dad 7 years ago. Right. You haunted us for years.
Like, it's okay now.
Honey, now I'm just going to sit down with you.
I'm going to give you some wisdom.
Yeah. I mean, let's just talk about Christianity and the origin of life.
I'm going to tell you this is not the Bellwitch that I know.
Oh. Well, good.
Yeah. But, yeah. So this is all new information to me.
Well, good. I'm glad you didn't know.
Well, some of it, actually. The dad dying, yes, I do know.
Maybe this is... Maybe I got it all wrong, and this is not how it all went down.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that.
Who knows? So this dude just sat around with this witch that haunted his family for years and has claimed to be the reason his father died. Just talking. Yep. Shooting shit.
Yep, having a grand time.
Yeah. She did very closely predict the Civil War. So she's got that. She did that. I don't know if you chalked it up as good or bad or just whatever, but she did it.
Wisdom.
Yeah. All right.
Psychic wisdom.
She's got it like that. She knows. You know why?
She's a witch. She's a clairvoyant. Oh. You got me there. Well, didn't see that one coming. Clairvoyant's usually pure. She's not pure.
Isn't it?
I could be very wrong.
Isn't a clairvoyant also like an actual living person who can tell?
Shut the fuck up, it really is, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. Wouldn't be a ghost.
All right. 3 weeks after the witch returned, she peaced out again, stating she'd be back in 107 years this time, and she would visit John's most direct descent. And this lucky fella was Dr. Charles Bailey Bell, and he actually later on went on to write a book about the Bell Witch, which was published in 1934. And he passed away in 1945. There's no
correlation.
I didn't look into it.
Yeah.
I don't know if he ever experienced anything. Mm. To this day, the entity is still blamed for manifestations. People say they see candlelights in the fields. They see orbs, and there's always a mist, and. In pictures of the property, there's always a mist and orbs and all this paranormal phenomenon. Like, it still goes on to this day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're adding that to our bucket list for travels.
Oh, I think not.
I think yes.
I think you just want to get something attached to you because you got away from the demon in mom's house. And now you're like, there's a void there. Now you want to go
No.
something attached
because
to you.
Because can I just let you in? I really do think I get way too into my head. I never wanted to, well, I mean, I have my own office space. I've wanted my own office space, but never as bad as I do right now. Because I don't want to do this research in my home anymore. I want to be able to go to an office, Google and read and write about all this spooky shit, and then go home to the comfort of my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I'm doing the research, man, and I'm like right at the point where, I don't remember where I was, but I was really into it. And I had just made food. I came back out with my bowl of what I was eating, mm-hmm. put it down, and the way my setup is my TV is on my wall, and right directly to the right of that is my desk. And I have a little TV stand underneath my TV that's mounted on the wall. And my desk is too small to have anything but me working on my computer on it. So I have the bowl on the TV stand.
Mm-hmm.
I almost threw this fucking bowl across my house. I probably saw my shadow.
Yeah.
But I moved real quick, just grabbing the bowl, saw shadow, and I freaked out. I was like, what? I immediately turned my desk to where it was facing the rest of my house instead of having my back against everything.
Uh-huh.
So what I'm saying is, you want to go halves on an office space?
Yeah.
All right, but that was a quick one this week, I guess. Yeah. That was is the story of the Bell Witch that I researched.
It was good.
Good.
That was good.
I'm glad. I'm glad you liked it, and I'm honestly glad it's not the one you know, even if it's wrong.
Yeah. No.
I'm glad I got to tell you
something that I've never heard. Yeah.
Yeah, and if I'm wrong, tell me.
I just want to tell you, too, I enjoy hearing the good ones that I've heard a million times.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I would, too. Especially if it's told good.
Yeah.
I gotta get better at storytelling, though, too.
So do I.
That's all right.
I feel like I was probably horrible.
No, yours was really good. And, like, as I was editing yours, it just kept getting better. I just truly enjoyed last week's story that you did.
Yeah.
The way you told it, it was awesome. Can't wait for next, or, well, it's next week for me, it'll be 2 weeks for you guys.
Yeah, I don't even know what I'm doing yet.
Yeah. I didn't
know. Well, I had an idea.
I didn't know what I was doing until yesterday.
Yeah. The minute you went to the bathroom.
So, can y'all just not flush while we're recording down here?
Oops.
We'll have to take a picture.
Hey, at least they are flushing. That's all I gotta say.
True. We'll have to take a picture, and oh, we left the lights on this time.
We did because you, yeah.
I just needed to set up.
Well, there's no light at all. There would be no light at all except for that over there.
We should take a picture though, and it's very amateur setup.
And but there's even a sock on.
There's a sock on the table. Thing. Just take a picture and post it. It's. Well, I think we should call it. I don't know. You guys might be able to help us out. It's our pod bench. Our pod booth.
It's a booth.
A pod booth?
A pod booth.
Pod booth.
It does not roll off the tongue, but I like it. A pod booth. A pod spot. A pod pad.
Pod pad?
It's a pod pad.
I don't like that.
All right, fine. It's not a pod pad.
Help us name it. It's an old school booth. We'll take a picture. We'll post it online. Kate will do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all we got. So, good night.
Good night.
Say it like that.